reached out to the local vendors and saw what came in, and then we did somewhat handpick in some situations, sure. But we're so excited.
Excellent. Well, now what kind of events are going to be happening throughout the day at Gourmet Gardens here, Allison?
So some of the events are going to be taking place. The second annual kickball tournament that goes to, the money goes to Safe Place.
We did that last year. That's
yes,
pretty serious.
Lots of fun.
Oh, y'all were in it too, weren't you, last year? The Pioneers were.
Right.
Yes. I was an honorary coach.
Yes.
You probably remember.
I remember that.
You remember the bullhorn, don't you?
Yes.
Get back in line, people. I got up downs after this. Let's go. They didn't go for that.
Well, that's fun. What time's the kickball tournament?
The kickball tournament starts at 10, and it'll go, and last year it went to about 7 or 8 o'clock.
Oh, my.
I think it's going to be a little less this year.
So I think it down. Like, yes. One more elimination. It was kind of going, but that was fun. Some people were very serious, and some people are like...
Yes.
It's bragging rights, right?
Absolutely.
Cool.
We're also having the hamster ball return, where you'd get in and roll around on the field. Field 2 will be there.
Before treats, I would say. Before the snacks. Yes. Yes.
Please.
Before you chew on the stick.
Absolutely. Before you eat. This should be an early in the day thing.
Yes, before you eat. Absolutely. We're also having the Artisan Spring Market, which is new this year. It's handcrafted vendors across York County. They'll be coming in and selling different items. And they're going to be located on Field 1. And then we're also having TC's Amusement return on Field 5 with kids' rides and bouncy houses and all kinds of good things for all kinds of kids of different ages.
That's excellent. You know, Kelly, you have little ones. So are they going to come out and bounce?
Oh, absolutely.
No doubt.
They live for that day.
How long have you been coming to the Come See Me Festival as far as, you know, have you lived here for the duration?
I'm originally from Fort Mill, but yes, okay. I mean, for years, as long as my husband and I have been here, and especially with the kids, they love to do the inflatables and the bounce houses. And now they're at that age and size that they can do some of the bigger things. So
a little safer, you know, you can count on them to get out of the hole.
Oh, yeah. They're super excited. I won't see them for hours.
How old are they?
7 and 4.
7 and 4.
Is that wristbands and stuff for that?
Yes. Okay. There are going to be where you can do individual events and rides and bounces, or you can do an unlimited band for $20.
Okay. Do you do that on the website? Can you pick that up, or is that something you find at the festival?
It's everything there at the festival, cash only.
Okay. That's good to know.
Gourmet Gardens is but going to be at Cherry Park, by the way.
Sure. And then you have the ATM that's there from Founders.
Yes.
So that works. No doubt.
All right.
So that sounds fun. I guess you got lots of great parking. I mean, as far as Cherry Road, we know how this goes.
Right.
I'm excited. This is also one of those things where I see the Glenn and Glenda faces on Gourmet Garden, so they're going to be hanging around. You know, there's a.
That means you'll be there.
It will. We'll be hanging out.
As the official
escort. They're my favorite friends this week.
The Frog Jump lady's going to be at the Gourmet Gardens. What time?
Absolutely.
I think 12 noon it starts.
No, I think they're going to start rolling in a little before 10 o'clock.
Okay, at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Festivities kick off.
That has gone crazy as far as the last few years that I've been there. Our own friend Gene Ribbit Knight is going to be there. Said, jump them frogs. Gene's the one that runs this thing, the Bears Frog Jump. And you don't have to have a frog. We do have frogs available
for
kids.
Does he secure the frogs? Does Gene Knight secure the frogs?
He didn't, but they did come in on Wednesday, and they're looking
ready.
Are they in the
like
office?
They're ready.
No.
Have you seen...
What?
I want to go into the Comporium office and find the frog barrel.
Have you seen them?
Via
pictures.
Pictures? Okay.
I don't like to touch them.
Yeah.
Well, let that up to the kids.
It's a lot of fun for the kids, and it's crazy. And that happens starting at 10 o'clock over there. And if you've never been to a frog jump, that's a lot of fun.
How big are they? Are they
huge.
Handfuls?
Oh, yeah. They're really.
They're huge.
Listen, huge. You can get warts if you look at them wrong.
No
this
doubt.
Is a lot of fun. That's you can't get warts from frogs. It's a myth.
Well, I think it's going to be really fun. And we're going to... The pet fashion show out there, is that what happens there? Or is that somewhere else?
I think it's in a different location.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go find them later.
Nice try.
Sorry. I didn't mean to raid on the breed. But anyway, no, that's exciting. So we're going to go to the Gourmet Gardens, folks. I don't know. I think we should... gather around the WRHI tent. We're going to be there, right?
We'll be broadcasting live. Stephen the Stone Man will be over there. He always does the remotes that consider and have food all around them, as a matter of fact. Any place, there's some place where he can purchase things, he will go there. I think we're there 1 to 4 coming up on Saturday.
So as far as getting ready, and now it's a big event for the Saturday, you guys get to rest after this and just enjoy the festival?
Yes.
That'll be nice. That's good.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. Well, good stuff. Part of the Comporium Pioneers group over here, the volunteer group with the Comporium. And have y'all had time to see, you know, the fountains work?
Yeah. It's gorgeous. Don't you love
bring that up
it?
To you. I do. It's kind of cool. This morning, it was coming up. It just bubbled up and stuff. And I thought, Eureka, there's gold in that fountain.
It does seem like that.
It is. All right. Is that it?
I believe so. You know what? Stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage, even this hour, presented in part by... Greg's Fix-It Shop, Monty Pediatrics, as well as Imperial Pool and Patio, here on the official voice of the Come See Me Festival, 100.1 FM WRHI.